It's a sad day here in Qua' village, south of the occupied West Bank, as family members and people in the village mourn the death of 7-year-old Rayan Sliman. This is his room. He used to live here with his 2 older brothers. He was supposed to turn 8 next month. The family says he was a top student. They're trying to take away his stuff to remember him. I've been looking at some of his books, and it shows that he was taking full marks. This is a note with the map of Palestine, with the flag of Palestine that he's written. It says, "I love you, my homeland." The family says that he was being chased by the Israeli forces that raided the village, and they say he was scared to death. It's hard to miss the fear and shock on the face of Khaled, Rayan's older brother. He tells us about his brother's favorite food, grape leaves, and his favorite subject in school, which is Arabic. He's only 13, but his family says he's already seen too much.
He was sitting here when the soldiers entered the house. The soldiers started yelling at him, so he ran away. The soldier shouted at him that he's the stone thrower. He ran away from one side and the soldier met him from the other side. Rayan saw the soldier in front of him. He was shocked and dropped dead out of fear.
Hadil Salman lives nearby and she tells us that the Israeli forces came here looking for children. Can you tell me what happened?
They were going in all directions, just looking for any child they could find. The soldiers even summoned my young brother. They told him he threw stones at them and needed to be arrested. He said he had nothing to do with it.
Israeli media says that the Israeli soldiers were looking for stone throwers. But people here say that even if children were throwing stones, what harm would a 7-year-old cause to soldiers who are armed to their teeth? They say that the main goal that Israel wants is to instill fear and control amongst Palestinians living under military occupation.